When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Hey, the phone lines are open. Get your requests in now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for Fly Jams Friday. I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. We got Viggity Viggity Vic, verified double V, running around in the newsroom. And DJ Shagru is off this morning, but DJ Longfellow is here, and he is ready to spin the discs. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's see, the 765 area code requested this one.
And then I met someone else. She made me stop and get a hold of myself. Oh, girl, I'm doing fine now. Without you, baby, I'm doing fine now. Without you, baby.
Yeah. See, man, you'll be fine. You don't have to worry about it. She broke your heart, but now you're fine. I like the fly jams about people who are fine. Yeah, he's doing fine. No need to worry about that dude. By the way, that's by New York City. The entire city? That was the all of New York was responsible for that song? New York City. It's a pretty good name for a band, you know? Wonder if they're from New York City. That would be kind of weird if they weren't. That's like Chicago, not from Chicago. Boston, not from Boston. Who knows? All right, we got some lines open if you want to jump in. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for your requests. And here is Philip on WGN. Hi, Philip.
Hey, how's it going this morning?
All right. What do you got?
John Spencer's Blues Explosion.
All right. Here we go. Recognize that?
Yep.
It's the opening of Baby Driver.
Baby Driver.
the whole thing. Bell Bottoms! Bell Bottoms! The chase scene from the opening of Baby Driver. Man, that movie, I love that movie, man. You've seen it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. My favorite, the use of music in that movie. We were talking about the other
Stellar.
Morning. We were talking about... the use of songs in movies and which ones are really memorable. And, of course, we talked about, like, how Scorsese uses them, a lot of songs and Tarantino. How did we not mention Baby Driver? How did Baby Driver not get mentioned? The whole movie is about. My favorite song, my favorite sequence in that movie, and again, Baby, if you've not seen Baby Driver, it is a phenomenal movie. And Edgar Wright directed it, and every chase scene and every action scene is basically choreographed and cut to a song, to a piece of music. And it's like he wanted to make an action movie that felt like a musical. And it just leaps off the screen. It's an amazing, amazing movie. But my favorite sequence in the movie is the foot chase that leads into a car chase and a shootout to... Hocus Pocus by Focus. And I don't know if you guys don't know that song, Hocus Pocus by Focus. The foot chase into the car chase, into the shootout that he choreographs beautifully to Hocus Pocus by Focus is my favorite part of the whole movie. It's late in the film, and it's my favorite part of the whole movie. And it's also a jam. That song is a jam. So, All right. Hang on, you guys. 312-981-7200. We got a couple of lines open. If you want to request something, DJ Longfellow is here. 312-981-7200. And we'll continue Fly Jams Friday after the news, which is coming up next.
They're gonna move on up one by one. We ain't gonna stop until the work is done. Am I black enough for you? Am I black enough for you? We gotta move on up two by two.
Welcome back, everybody. Fly Jams Friday is happening right now, so give us a call with your requests at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, and we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. DJ Longfellow is in for DJ Chagrou this morning, and you you chose that one?
Yeah, well, I knew you were a Billy Paul guy.
Yeah.
Am I black enough for you?
Yeah, it's a jam. There's no question about it. No question about it. So there you go. All right, that's the idea here. We like fly jams, and we get all funky on Friday mornings here. 312-981-7200. Here is Glenn on WGN. Glenn, you got a request?
Hey, good morning, Nick. Yes, sir. I guess you can't get more fly than the Superfly by Curtis Mayfield.
Let's hear it.
There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die.
Now, does anybody remember earlier this year that they actually did a reboot movie? That they actually did a Superfly? Do you even remember it, Dan? Yeah, it's for real. They actually remade Superfly. It came out earlier this year, and for some reason, I remember when before it came out. You know, like I guess it was like the week before it came out, and on a Monday morning, you know, Eric Childress. Always after we review all the new movies, Eric Childress always does the box office, and we talk about the, you know, the box office for that weekend. And I predicted that Superfly was going to be a hit. I thought, well, this movie's going to find an audience, and I think it has the potential to make a lot of money. I was way wrong. I was way wrong. Nobody went to see that movie. Nobody did. I have no idea, but for some reason I was like, I think this thing might make some money. It made nothing. Nothing. All right. Fly Jams Friday continues. 312-981-7200. Here is Chuck on WGN. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, good morning. Our first Christmas request, Nick. I got Clarence Carter doing Backdoor Santa.
There you go.
They call me Backdoor Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. They call me Backdoor Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Oh, ho, ho. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. Look at here. Like old Saint Nick.
Yeah.
He don't come but once a year.
That's right.
Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah. There you go. Clarence Carter, Backdoor Santa, here on 720 W. We're getting into the spirit of the season there. Yeah. He, you know, Clarence Carter was never known for his subtlety. Look at this. We have another we have a twofer this morning. Here's Kim on WGN. Hi, Kim.
Hey, how about Clarence Carter Stroking,
okay,
from Spring Grove, Illinois?
There you go. I be
stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking. spoke it to the east, and I spoke it to the west. I spoke it to the woman that I love the best. I've been spoken. Let me ask you something. What time of the day do you like to make love?
You know,
have you ever made love?
That's a twofer. We got a Clarence Carter twofer this morning. People are in a Clarence Carter mood. I got to tell you, I have to say this. Dan, that's one of my dad's favorite songs of all time.
Oh, really?
He loves that song. Like, ridiculously loves that song. Like, he requests it at weddings and stuff. So, all right, there you go. We are in a something's going on, something in the air this morning with Clarence Carter. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. John in Logansport, Indiana, requested this one.
Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Young MC? Anybody know what happened to Young MC? He's not young anymore. Now he's just MC. Does he just go by the name MC?
I think he's another Celebrity Fit Club guy, if I'm not mistaken.
It's funny because I watched Celebrity Bit Club, Fit Club. Yeah. I watched all of that crap that was on all that crap that was on VH1 at that time period. I watched all of it. It's ridiculous. So he's just MC now. I think he just goes by the name MC. That was a huge hit, though, for the Young MC. Didn't he have another one, too? He had another hit after that. I think he did.
I think there was a follow-up, yeah.
Yeah, I think there was a follow-up, and I think he did pretty well with that one, too. Young MC. All right, let's see. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Nick. How are you doing?
All right, buddy. How are you?
All right. I got the original version of Funky Broadway by guys out of band out of Buffalo, New York, Dyke and the Blazers.
All right, here we go. These guys have other hits, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Usually with the word funky in it.
Oh, is that right? They just added funky to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how long between that and the other version was there?
A couple of months.
Oh, is it?
I think it was a regional hit in the East Coast, and then Wilson Pickett covered it and made it a big national hit.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't unusual back in those days, to have somebody.
No.
Because, the songs. Songs could be covered by 5-6 different artists in those days. That was a regular thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right, Mike.
Okay, Nick. Have a good weekend.
Okay, buddy. Take care. There you go. There's Mike. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's good, man. I wasn't even... I mean, Wilson Pickett version is the version that obviously really became a smash hit. And... can't argue with Wilson Pickett because he's Wilson Pickett, man. You're going to lose. All right. Let's try this one out for size. Squat requested this.
Still a young man. Ooh, don't waste your time. wasting my time.
Yeah, man. Tower of Power. Tower of Power, man. You can't go wrong with the with Tower of Power. I love the name of that band, too. Tower of Power. That's how you do it. All right. A couple of lines are open if you want to jump in. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. If you are you're calling in, please do hang on, though, because we have to take a break here. We've got weather, and then we have another unfortunate Blackhawks Express to play back. The Hawks are just playing. They're playing awful hockey, basically, is what it comes down to. It has not been a pleasant experience to be a Hawks fan for this season. It's been rough. And it was another rough loss last night against the Jets. But we have every game, after every game, the morning after every game, we do indeed play the Blackhawks Express. And that's no exception. We're going to be doing that right after we take a break here. And here is your weather. Here's the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Today, partly cloudy, a high of around 39. For tonight, clouds will increase overnight. Rain spreads over the area at a low of 36. For tomorrow, cloudy, windy, steady rain, embedded thunderstorms possible, and a high of 46. Sunday, fog and drizzle are possible at the open, and then cloudy, and it'll turn cooler with a high of 43. And then Monday, mostly cloudy, and a high of 35. Currently 33 degrees at O'Hare, it's 34 at Midway, and it's 35 degrees at the lakefront. All right, we'll take a break here, and when we come back, the Blackhawks Express will commence, and then we'll wrap up Fly Jams Friday. All right, shall we continue with some Fly Jams, Dan? All right, let's continue with some Fly Jams on Fly Jams Friday. Here is Hannibal on WGN. Hi, Hannibal.
Hey, Nick. Hey. Let's take everybody back to eighth grade with Sly and the Family Stone, Dance to the Music.
All right. All right, Hannibal, thanks, man. Sly Stone. You can always count on Sly Stone to be fly. And then at one point in his career, you could always count on Sly Stone being high on cocaine and shooting at producers with a gun. He would pull guns on producers. I'm not kidding, Dan. That was when he was at the peak of his hey, I enjoy drugs and I also enjoy firearms.
So that's if you had him and Phil Spector work on an album together, would anybody come out alive?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But no, but Sly Stone has gone through. I mean, he's had there's some stuff that's happened in that guy's life. But jams. That's all I can say. His total jams. By the way, I was looking up at the screen. You know how every Friday Dean does his weekend thing?
Yeah.
He gave The Favorite an A. And if he didn't give it an A, I would have had to yelled at Dean. The Favorite. Have you seen the commercials for this movie?
Yeah.
The trailers for this movie. It's Olivia Colman, Rachel Weisz, and Emma Stone. This is the way I think it's absolutely one of the very best movies of the year. This is it. Take Barry Lyndon, add All About Eve, throw in a little Monty Python, and a chunk of Hammer Horror, and you've got The Favorite. What's not to love about those things? It's such a great movie. It is such a great movie. And the three performances by those women are impeccable, especially Olivia Colman. She's like the lead in the movie. Amazing. She's going to get a Best Actress nomination, which she better. But it's a great movie. Really twisted, crazy movie. I loved it. Here's Dennis on WGN with some Fly Jam requests. Hey, Dennis.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
All right.
How about a great one from my grade school days, Sunny by Bobby Hebb.
Here we go.
Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you.
Yeah.
Sunny.
There you go.
Thank you,
Dennis. Thanks. Thanks to everybody for a lot of requests. DJ Longfellow, thank you, buddy.
You know it was fun.
I appreciate it.
I enjoy a good Fly Jams Friday.
And we had a good Fly Jams Friday this morning. It was a lot of fun. So, that's the deal. We are going to break here. And when we come back, the news is up after this. And Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. And again, Dan Long, thank you for filling in. Dan Shagru will be back on Monday morning, as will all of us. We'll be back Monday morning with all the movie reviews and the box office. And my dad will call in and tell a joke. And that's coming up. So the news is up after this.
Precious, flat tires, road debris, and express lanes that are anything but express. Getting to work every day is a new adventure. Keep your travel times lower with WGN Traffic on Steve Cochran Show, weekday mornings on 720 WGN.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you under?